Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Noigin hayu beis abash ayin noisin klei lovin l'choyves ovi kechav m'shlosh ayamim kardim l'shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said about his father, Rabbi Gamliel, that they used to give the launderer a white garment 3 days before Shabbos. It took longer to launder a white garment. And they were machmir, and they made sure to give enough time that it would be completely done 3 days before Shabbos. That sounds like beis Shammai shita. Now, don't we hold Frektatoysis Yontif that there's a problem to go against Beis Hill when there's a Machlokis Beis Hill and Beis Shammai? One is not allowed. So we had by Rabbi Tarfon in the beginning of Brochus that he went against Beis Hill and he got off of his animal to lie down on his side to say Kriyashma. And Chacham said that it was Kedai that he was in a Makum Sakana because of his actions. So how can the base of Rabbi Gamliel be Machmer like Beis Shammai over here? Which is also interesting is we have in Brochus by benching that if one eats bread, Beis Shammai's shita is, even if he leaves, he should return to bench at in the same place that he ate. And the Gemara there praises one that does this, and it's machmer like Beis Shammai. So over there do we say, in those cases, that you could go like Beis Shammai, and it seems over here also, which is similar, that you can have Rabbi Gamliel that did hold like Beis Shammai too, and as was machmer. So the Teretz is, the Rosh says, that when you have a case where even Beis Hillel would be in mode that what you're doing is a chumrah, and they would be happy for you to do what you're doing, and it makes sense that you're being machmir, then that's not called going against Beis Hillel. So for example, returning to the place where you ate would still be a better thing to do according to Beis Hillel. And also, in this case, to be machmir because of Maris Ayin, even though Beis Hillel said you don't have to, still if one wants to be a chosid and do that, Beis Hillel would not have a problem with you, and it doesn't look like you're going against Beis Hillel. Mashenki, in the case of Rabbi Tarfon coming off the animal, there's no reason whatsoever to say Krishma while you're lying on your side, the way that Beis Hillel darshans the pasuk, b'shach b'chov, b'zman shchiva, when you're going to sleep, that's when you say Krishma. Doesn't mean the way that you go to sleep, to turn on the side. According to Beis Hillel, that's not what the Torah is telling us. So there you're actually going against, and it's not a chumra at all. That's why they were upset at Rabbi Tarfon. Anyway, Mishnah continues, v'shavin elu ve'elu sh'toinim koris beis habad v'igulei hagas. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one is allowed to load the beams of an olive press onto the olives, that the Rav explains that these olives were already ground and crushed beforehand with a mill. Vigule hagas, those are the round beams of a wine press. One's also allowed to lower them down onto those grapes that were also already crushed by the foot beforehand. Because in these cases, even without you lowering these beams onto the olives and the grapes, all the juice and the liquid would come out anyway. It would just come out slower. So all you're doing is speeding up the process. So therefore, that's not a malacha d'oraisa to just speed up the process of the liquid coming out. That's not dush. Dush is when you actually do it where it's coming out, where had you have not have done it, it wouldn't have come out at all. Here, it's going to completely come out anyway. You're just hastening the process. And that's why, as long as you lower these things onto the grapes and the olives before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue on Shabbos, even Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that it's mutter. But all the other cases that we've spoken about in the previous Mishnahs, they were all Isurim D'oraisa, with the one exception of giving to a non-Jew that you didn't have enough time because it appeared that you either sold it to him or put it onto him on Shabbos, and that would not be Malacha D'oraisa, because the guy's the one that did the Malacha there. But in this case, there is no Malacha D'oraisa with these beams.